The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony Lamar Jackson says he had cramps last night, but, you know, a lot of people think he was just in the bathroom.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I tell people I'm in my attic, but I'm actually sitting on a toilet.
No, no, we don't need to start the show with that visual. We don't need that imagery.
Behind that door over there. The toilet is behind door number three.
Good, good, that's better.
I'm actually just in my attic. No. And I don't want to get into cramping too much because it's not productive. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Giannis commits to Milwaukee, Zion looks good, and the Rose Bowl could be in jeopardy. But we begin today with the Baltimore Ravens reinserting themselves into the playoff conversation by beating the Cleveland Browns last night on Justin Tucker's 55-yard field goal with 2 seconds left. The game saw 9 rushing touchdowns, 35 points in the wild fourth quarter, and wonderful, gritty performances by both quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, who came back into the game from body cramps. Wilbon, does this convince you that Jackson and the Ravens are back on track?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what convinces me of anything these days. I'm not in the convincing business about what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks or 6 weeks or even next week. But I know this, that game was great. I don't care that it was played on Monday night, whatever damn day it was played on, that game is a great game. It's not just a great game of this season. It's a great game of many seasons, Tony. And when Lamar Jackson comes out of that locker room, when the backup quarterback has clearly got a knee injury and the camera shows him coming out of there, it's a scream out loud moment. I was going to call you at that moment, and then two people in my house said, ha, you know he's been asleep for an hour. But I thought of you first because I thought, like Steve Levy did when he described it, of Willis Reed. Does that not, invoke Willis Reed, the captain?
Just stop. I'm going to take a 20. People can say what they want about this game. We'll talk at length about this game. Don't you dare mention Willis Reed. That is game 7 of the NBA championship final. This is a game during the week of week 14 or whatever it is. Had this been in the Super Bowl, you could mention Willis. Stop that.
All right.
Don't you go there. I don't want any young New Yorkers going there either. Now, to this particular game, to me it was one of those rare win-win situations. Baltimore proved it could win a game. It had to win on the road, tough game. And Cleveland proved that they could play a tough game against a really good accomplished team, a division rival. I mean, I'm looking at that. Look, I thought, Mike, that this would be the way it would end if it was close, that Baltimore would win in a close game.
Yeah.
They've been in this situation before. Cleveland hasn't. They've won the division. Cleveland hasn't. They've been to the playoffs, albeit going out quickly, but they've been there. Cleveland hasn't. Cleveland's never been in this. So it seemed to me reasonable that Cleveland would be able to say coming out of it, oh boy, we were finally in a real close game.
Yeah,
we have blowed out.
But they're not. I'm with you. Like, I think this is Baltimore's time. Be angry enough that you weren't able to win those playoff games in the last couple of years, and this maybe can kickstart you in that direction. So I do believe that. But Tony, it's interesting about Cleveland. And I thought going in, they would win the game. I said that yesterday.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. Yep. He looks like a guy, if I'm going to project anything, he looks like a guy who has turned the corner and understands both his responsibility and accountability. It seems like he gets that now and he didn't a couple of years ago. But let me say this. I've been to games in Cleveland all my life as a reporter. This is exactly the kind of game the Browns lose, no matter who owns the team, Tony. They lose the fumble. They lose on the drive. These are the heartbreaking games the Cleveland Browns have lost over the past 30 years. And I just wonder, like, are people so happy that they played well that they've forgotten this is part of Cleveland's identity?
Again, and again, I'm just going to repeat myself. This is a game that if you're on Cleveland, your takeaway ought to be, we didn't get blown out. We played a tough team, tough. We came back. Mayfield led them back for a touchdown late. And Lamar Jackson, I said this about Jalen Hurts yesterday, that the Lamar Jackson method was to run for a lot, pass for a little. He ran for a lot, and I thought he passed very well. He came in a fourth down situation.
Right.
He went to, it was terrific. This was a game, Mike, that I believe elevates both teams.
Both of them. I do
both
too.
Teams
but
to
I just
me.
Wonder how Cleveland's going to react to having lost. You still lost it. You're crushed today. Giannis Antetokounmpo ended his free agent drama before it could actually gain any steam. The two-time MVP said today he's signing a five-year, $228 million Supermax extension with the Milwaukee Bucks that will kick in after this season. Team president Peter Fagan called it, quote, one of the great days in Bucks history, close quote. Yes, it is. Tony, you were doubtful Giannis would stay. What do you now think of the decision he's made?
Yeah, so I'm surprised. I thought he would test free agency. I thought maybe he would want to be recruited and see what was out there. In the post-LeBron years, the recent post-LeBron years, everything seems to have changed and people move around and try to get on teams to win right away. We see this a lot in the last 5 or 6 years. Look, I didn't grow up in Greece. I never left my country for another country to live completely. I don't know what that's like. I cannot necessarily relate to that. I think an American born and raised player might have tested free agency. But if he wants to be there, and he doesn't even get an out, I think, for about 4 or 5 years. If he wants to be there, God bless him. More power to him. You know, that's his choice. Good for him.
You and I are old enough to remember when the great Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, after winning a championship, left Milwaukee.
Yes.
And they did never got over it until like now. They're still trying to get over it. And we both know that. I got to be around Giannis quite a bit last winter. And I've heard his story. He has told me part of that story. And a great part of it, Tony, which matters in whether you sign or not and how much money and what it means, is that when you are an undocumented immigrant and you are in Greece and you stand out, like the Antetokounmpo young men, the Antetokounmpo boys did teenage years, even before. And as Giannis has said to me, you're afraid to look people in the eye because you don't know who is looking to take advantage of you and get you moved out. You have this, Tony. This is not the same as American kids, no matter how poor they think they are. You mentioned that. You alluded to that. The Antetokounmpo story, Tony, is one where he's looking at his family back where he came from, where he grew up, and the family he's got in the United States of America. This kind of wealth is transformational for the history of the Antetokounmpo family. So this is not just a matter of, I'll get it out in 2 years, let me be recruited and see if the Knicks have some money and the Heat have. No. Antetokounmpo has lived a completely different life the first quarter of his life.
I'm saying I can't relate to that.
I
can't relate to how he makes this decision. Good for him. It sets up in the East. He's going to be here for a while. So Boston and Philadelphia and Miami, everybody's going to have to deal with him being in the East. Now we'll see if they can attract other free agents. You mentioned Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He won a championship and he said, please trade me. And that's fair. It's like when LeBron won in Cleveland, he said, I'm leaving. That's fair. But this is much more old school than we've recently seen.
It is.
You know, this is Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Why do you think they call it the Bird Rights? Why do you think? Because those guys stayed where they were, and this is a little bit different.
Congratulations to Milwaukee. I grew up 90 miles away, but I have a sense of what this means to Milwaukee, to Wisconsin. And even though the Bulls, hurts my team, I'm glad to see Giannis stay in Milwaukee. Good for him and good for the league and good for small market teams.
This next story is very interesting. The Athletic is reporting that some SEC and ACC schools are seeking to move the college football playoff semifinal game from the Rose Bowl to Jerry World in Texas. Why? Because California virus protocols will not allow family members in to watch the game, and Texas protocols are more relaxed. Wilbon, this would eliminate the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, which has been played every year since 1916. How do you feel about this?
Tony, this is the bowl game where I come from and where I matriculated. This is the bowl game. And my first thought is, oh, God, really? The Rose Bowl? But my second thought is, it's 2020. or at least it will be the end of that part of 2020 where we have known the world to tilt in the way it has. So move it. Move it. Move it wherever you got to move it. I mean, half the things in California have already, including the people, have already moved to Arizona. So whether they come to Arizona or New Mexico or Texas, it doesn't really matter. It's one game. It's one year. We believe there's reason to believe much better times are coming, and we can get back to sports as we think we knew them. Move the game. I mean, who can stand in the way of that and yell and scream?
So let me say that I really love the Rose Bowl parade. I love the floats.
Which
I love
is off.
The flowers.
Oh, that's off.
I don't care that much about the game. I've watched it, but I'm not attached to it. You love to say that the SEC and the ACC run college football, and this looks like they do. And let me say, I'll stand with them on this one. Because to me, and I agree with California. I mean, I wouldn't let anybody in. I'm not even talking about 50,000 drunken fans when I say you got to let the moms and dads in, the parents. I was watching the Georgia-LSU game. They took a shot in the stands of Brad Johnson and his wife watching
Florida,
their
LSU,
son,
yeah.
quarterback for LSU. I felt really good about that. You know, the Rose Bowl to me is the Pac-12, actually the Pac-10 or the Pac-8, against the Big Ten. Okay, and this wasn't going to be that necessarily.
No.
Maybe USC, Ohio State, and I changed my mind, but that's a real long shot. So let's not make this into the Old North Church, okay? It's not that big a deal.
And just it isn't.
Let the kids' parents watch.
Part of me just wants to say no because it's the SEC, and now the SEC's, you know, weak little brother, the ACC, which doesn't seem to have any belief
but they're
in
right.
anything.
They're
anything.
Right in this case. They're right. Let's take a break. Coming up, Notre Dame beat Clemson earlier this season, but do the Tigers have the advantage in Saturday's rematch?
And whose preseason debut was more encouraging, Kevin Durant's on Sunday or Zion's last night? Toss-up is next. I'm tired of the ACC.
Like the Rose Bowl, to me, if it's a semifinal game and you don't have the Pac-12 and a Big Ten, I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Bourbon. Highly awarded high rye whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Bullet Bourbon Frontier Whiskey, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for toss-up, where Wilbon plays the role of Arizona and I play the role of Arizona State, 70-7.
You got that mixed up.
What's first?
Toss-up, who are you favoring in their rematch, Clemson or Notre Dame?
I'm favoring Clemson. I love Notre Dame. If they win, Clemson's out of the playoffs. If they keep it close, maybe Notre Dame stays in the playoffs. I just think Trevor Lawrence is a great, great player. He didn't play the first time around. He's going to play this time around. I favor Clemson.
I picked Clemson the first time around, knowing they wouldn't have Trevor Lawrence. I was wrong. I'm going to pick Clemson again, this time with Trevor Lawrence, and I feel I'm going to be right. I'm not going to sort of dismiss Notre Dame. Notre Dame is a legit and worthy playoff team where we sit now. Can they keep themselves in that foursome? We'll find out. That clearly is the game of the weekend, Tony. But I'm going to go with Clemson and Trevor Lawrence because they know they got to go into this feeling we have to win. That's got to be Dabo's approach.
How about that story where they're accusing the ACC of deliberately pulling Notre Dame and Clemson out last week, so neither one could get a loss before they played each other? How about that? The SEC obviously angry. What's next?
Toss up more encouraging preseason debut, Kevin Durant or Zion Williamson?
You're going to have all the numbers. I'm just going to say this. Zion Williamson missed a bunch of games last year. He had injuries. He missed some games. Kevin Durant tore his Achilles. He missed the entire season. He went back out there and he played 24 minutes and he had to be scared. These games don't mean anything except from a conditioning standpoint. He had to be scared. He passed the first hurdle. Zion isn't even thinking of a hurdle. So the most important thing is Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Tony, it is Kevin Durant. That's the reason I watched. I called you. I tried to get you to tune into that game on NBA TV. No, you weren't sleeping. You were just being ornery. So Kevin Durant, you're right, though, Tone. Kevin Durant's coming back. Look, people come back from ACL, MCL, from doubles. They come back from fractured, cracked open legs. What they haven't come back for, if you talk to trainers and doctors, they haven't come back successfully 100% from Achilles tears. I hope Kevin Durant does. He looked smooth, and he was able to glide. I don't know, he exploded. He didn't need to the first night. Zion looked great. Zion is 12 years old. He ought to look great. This is about Kevin Durant.
That's right.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's 10 years younger than Kevin Durant. Come on. That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, should the Colts invest in Phillip Rivers as their starter for several more seasons?
And James Harden plans to play for the Rockets tonight. Is that a good sign for the franchise?
I think it is.
I
mean, he's the best player they got.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have him for long.
Okay.
Take
but
that,
as long as they got him,
if Brooklyn's going to trade those guys, LeVert and Dinwiddie and Brother Man with the big fro, Harden.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Bourbon. Highly awarded high rye whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 72nd birthday, Charlie Scott. History lesson, kids. Charlie Scott was the first black basketball player ever recruited to North Carolina. He grew up in New York City and then played at Laurinburg, a prep school in North Carolina. He was a 6'5 combination guard forward whose jump shot was pure silk. Scott was a two-time All-American at Chapel Hill, averaging 27.1 points in his senior year without the benefit of the three-point shot, and he went to two Final Fours. He signed originally with the Virginia Squires of the ABA, where he was Rookie of the Year in 1971 and averaged 30.6 points in his time there. From the ABA, Scott went to Phoenix in the NBA, where he was a three-time All-Star. Traded to the Celtics, who originally drafted him, Scott was on their 1976 championship team with Dave Cowens and JoJo White. He also played for the Lakers in Denver, averaging 17.9 points in the NBA. And he was on the 1968 U.S. Olympic gold medal basketball team in Mexico City, led by Spencer Haywood. For all these things, both social and athletic, Charlie Scott is in the Hall of Fame.
And Tony, he is truly, as you know, a historic figure in basketball. When you look at those clips and you, in case for those of you too young know the coaches, they were Dean Smith and Tommy Heinsohn were two of those coaches in those clips. He played on great teams, famous teams, with great players, teammates, and he was just a great man who had a remarkable career. And it's impossible for me, and I know you too, to think of Charlie Scott being north of 70. That's like, wow, he's such a youthful exuberance about him, and he's so close with Dean Smith. And I'm glad
to
wish him happy birthday.
What are you saying about north of 70?
Oops.
Shut up with that. Happy anniversary, Dante Hall. On this day 18 years ago, the Chiefs' dynamic return man had this Matrix-like 49-yard touchdown catch and run against Denver. Look at Hall as he actually makes Al Wilson miss him twice and causes him to collide with another Broncos would-be tackler. Hall's nickname was perfect, the human joystick. Over the course of his career, Hall had 12 return touchdowns, 6 on kickoffs, 6 on punts. Ball ranks tied for third all-time in kick and punt return touchdowns, behind only Devin Hester's 19 and Brian Mitchell's 13. Ball made the Pro Bowl as a returner in 2002 and 2003. On the current Chiefs, Tyreek Hill would seem to come from Hall's lineage. I don't know about you, but I think the kick return and the punt return are the most exciting plays in football. For safety reasons, the kick return appears on the way out, but a great punt return, especially when a little guy seems to get swallowed up in a scrum of charging tacklers and then emerges free and almost flying, that's thrilling to see.
Well, Tony, as you know, it was the province of the most exciting players in the history of pro football. And when you just think of even the recent history, Gale Sayers, Dion, Billy White Shoes Johnson, when you talk about those guys and the aforementioned Devin Hester, these people were the single most exciting people when you were in a stadium to see underneath a kickoff or a punt. And it reduces the game of football. I understand the health risk, and the league is trying to address those, but it reduces the excitement of football when you don't have them featured primarily in these games.
It does. It does. Happy trails for the Battle of the Old Oaken Bucket. For the first time since 1919, Purdue and Indiana won't play their annual in-state rivalry game due to coronavirus concerns. The Bucket will stay in Bloomington because the Hoosiers won last year's game. The Big Ten is loaded with games played for artifacts. Michigan and Minnesota play for the Little Brown Jug, which began when Michigan brought their own water with them, fearing Minnesota would not give them clean drinking water. Wisconsin and Minnesota play for Paul Bunyan's axe, which Minnesota might use on Michigan for that water slander. Indiana and Michigan State play for the old brass spittoon, which seems disgusting. Iowa and Minnesota play for Floyd of Rosedale. Floyd of Rosedale was a live pig in 1935. Now he's a bronze trophy. Enough Big Ten. Akron and Kent State play for the wagon wheel, said to come from the horse-drawn wagon of John Butchell, who established Akron in 1872, paving the way for LeBron James.
How dare you forget the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Just played for this week, Illinois and Northwestern. Abe Lincoln's hat, symbolically. What are you doing, huh? Got a president
involved. I left that one out so you could talk about it. Let's go. I left it for you. Let's go to the big finish. James Harden will make his preseason debut for the Rockets tonight as they host the Spurs. Good sign?
No. No, it's not a good sign. It's good to see James Harden play. I don't know if it's a good sign for Houston or somebody else where he might get traded. Good to see him play. Colts coach Frank Reich says Phillip Rivers has multiple good years of football in him. You agree with that?
I don't know about multiple, but he's having a much better year than I thought he would. Dusty Baker says he's not sure whether he wants to manage the Astros past this season. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can see that. He came there to help rehabilitate the Astros. The Astros needed Dusty Baker. I don't know how much he needs them. Roger Federer says his right knee is still not 100%, and he's iffy for the Aussie Open. Your thoughts?
He's 39 years old. He's had multiple surgeries. It's leaving us. Last one, 13 college basketball games canceled tonight. Give me one to watch.
Undefeated Minnesota at number 13, Illinois, and Loyola Chicago also undefeated at Wisconsin. It's a Midwest sort of night, Tony.
Of course it is. For you, it always is.
Always.
A lot of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.